And I get into trouble because I have opinions on things and sometimes people don't agree with me. Like, for example, I have traveled around this world. I have met a lot of women, okay? And I got to tell you this, honestly. Every woman all across the board, you're all fucking nuts. Nice, see, girls, glad. This guy's not getting laid tonight. Look at that.
No. Take it back.
But why does every woman have such a high self-worth? Each one of you thinks you should be wined and dined and taken out and spent money on and time and effort. Are you not humbled by how small and insignificant you are in this universe? There's like billions of you on the planet. I do not have time to want every girl that I meet. But women think they can just show up. It's like, I'm here. What'd you bring? My vagina. You need to do more, ladies. Ante the fuck up, okay? I'm at least up here telling jokes, trying to be funny. I should be impressed by you, because you got a tattoo of a dolphin on the small of your back. I don't fucking think so. And let me be clear on something so you ladies know where I'm coming from. I have 5 sisters, and they're all fucking nuts. They told me they're nuts, told me I could tell you they're nuts. And the thing about you ladies being crazy is you're all so uniquely crazy, there's nothing us guys can learn from one of you that we can then apply to the next relationship. Trying to understand women is like trying to explain the shape of fire.
It burns.
And then I'm friends with women, right? When you're friends with women, you get the real idiosyncrasies of the female psyche. You know, you really get to know them. You know, get to know how crazy they are. I called my friend up the other day. She's like, how you doing? She's like, oh my God, that's the craziest thing. Oh my God, that's my dad. It's like, well, what's the problem? I'm like, why don't you come out with me tonight? I'll make you feel better. We'll have a good time. We'll talk about it. I'm like, oh my God, I can't even possibly go out with you tonight. I'm like, I just saw this newscaster. His name was Mike. It reminded me of my ex-boyfriend named Mike. And then a dog barked 9 times. Just the sun was going down on the horizon. A man with chickens walked by my house going, burr, burr. I mean, it was a bad sign. I'm just gonna drink a bottle of wine, punch myself in the vagina, and go to sleep. What the fuck was that? And just so I leave you with something, listen, this is my problem, lady. Here is my problem. Why does every problem that you have affect every other problem you have, all right? You got a problem at work, you bring it home. You got a problem at home, you bring it to work. You got all these wires in your brain, and they're all connected to every little minute thing that you do. Men are much better compartmentalized in their lives, okay? Here are my problems. I got my business problems over here, family issues over here. Here's the mortgage. Okay, time to get some pussy. Every guy not laughing is totally on a date tonight, right now. Like, that dude is scared shitless right there. He's like, shut the fuck up, dude. She will not blow me on the way home. This is... And ladies, why do you think coddling is gonna solve all your problems? Why is that your solution, to be coddled? Don't you worry about a thing. Everything's gonna be fine. As long as I hold you and hug you and squeeze you in this bubble of love. As long as we're cuddling, nothing can hurt you in this universe because daddy's here to protect you. You know what? It's not gonna be okay. It's not gonna be okay till you make it okay. Till you actively go out and solve your problems. Now get back out there and hustle up because we got a game to win. I should have gotten a way better response to that. You're a bunch of pussies. Every guy, look at all these guys. Pussy, pussy, pussy. But look, what is this, a limit date over here? Holy shit. He's our first. That's what you applauded at? Fuck you.